This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David B. Inculli. The Netflix anthology series Black Mirror hasn't presented any new episodes since 2019. But now it's back with a new season of 5 fresh episodes from writer-producer Charlie Brooker and company. They all premiered Thursday on Netflix, and I've seen them all. Which was a treat, because there haven't been any new Black Mirror episodes since before the pandemic, and even then, Season 5 presented only 3 new episodes. But I don't mean to complain about either the infrequency or the relatively small portions dished out by this Netflix show. Because Black Mirror continues to be among the best anthology TV series ever made. Futuristic technology figures into many of the storylines, so it's part science fiction. But it's also wide-ranging enough to tap into other genres and styles. It's part Outer Limits, part Alfred Hitchcock Presents, part Twilight Zone, the classic one from Rod Serling, not the disappointing recent remake, and completely, delightfully entertaining. My challenge here is to convey how much I love this new season of Black Mirror without revealing any spoilers about the 5 individual installments. The show's executive producers, Charlie Brooker and Annabelle Jones, have crafted an environment in which, as with the best anthologies, anything can happen at any time. Characters don't have to live because they're not coming back for a second episode, so any suspense is real and earned. And Brooker, who wrote 4 of this season's episodes and co-wrote the 5th, has doubled down on the unpredictability across the board. This year's shows can begin with a comic tone, but end darkly, or start off as one genre and lurch unexpectedly into another. And without fail, they're fun to watch, almost impossible to predict, and equally impossible to forget afterward. The first episode on this season's Netflix list is titled Joan is Awful. It stars Annie Murphy from Schitt's Creek as a woman named Joan who is, well, awful. We see her cold-bloodedly firing an employee at work, betraying her boyfriend by reconnecting with an old flame, then returning to her boyfriend for a quiet meal at home, which he's lovingly prepared, before settling down on the couch to watch some TV together. But because this is Black Mirror, the TV they're watching is a streaming service that looks almost exactly like Netflix, except it's called Streamberry. And the title of one new offering on the scroll-down menu catches his eye. Annie Murphy plays Joan. Himesh Patel, star of the movie Yesterday, plays her boyfriend.
What do you want to watch?
Oh, I'm easy.
Let's see what's on Streamberry.
All right. Oh, how about Sea of Tranquility?
Eric said it blows.
Oh, well, if Eric said it blows.
Okay. Lock Henry, the Scottish murder thing?
I can't really do another true crime. I'm sorry, just after okay. Gacy.
What about...
oh, my God. What?
New drama, Joan is Awful. Is that Selma Hayek?
She even has your hair.
That's not my hair.
Well, it's a lot like your hair. And she's even called Joan.
Okay, what even is this show?
No clue, but, well, we're watching it.
No, we're not watching Joan is Awful, whatever the hell it is.
Just hit play. Come on. Hit play.
Once they do hit play, this episode of Black Mirror goes into unexpected territory and a very wild, technologically topical ride. Another episode, Demon 79, is a weird episode that's all the more charming for being so offbeat. Anjana Vasan, from Peacock's We Are Lady Parts, plays a meek employee at a department store who's visited by an apprentice demon. Sort of like the flip side of Clarence the Angel in It's a Wonderful Life. Only this demon has to persuade her to kill 3 people in as many days or the world will end. She tries to run from him, but he keeps popping in wherever she goes to continue their conversation. Papa Esiedu plays the fast-moving, faster-talking demon.
Hey, to be honest, I don't want the apocalypse to come about any more than you do, so let's stop it happening, you and me.
All we have to do is deliver 3 sacrifices in 3 days. It's only 3 killings.
Like I said, animals don't count. You have to do humans, and there's got to be a cadence to it. One a day.
It's one kill a day. It's what?
That is fewer people than die falling off ladders in the same time period. You'd be less lethal than a ladder.
If I talk to you, you're real, so I'm not going to talk to you.
Well, we started conversing already, so that ship has sailed.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, yes, it has. don't worry, we're a team. I'm on your side here, you know. Now, come on, let's just get kill number one under your belt. Start racking them up.
From there, this episode two goes to places that are not at all easily predicted. Brooker co-wrote Demon 79 with Bisha K. Ali, wrote all the others himself, and each installment is gloriously different. The episode Maisie Day is about paparazzi chasing an actress. Lock Henry, a title, if you look closely, that was actually included in the Streamberry program menu during Joan is Awful, is about an old murder case in a small Scottish town. And Beyond the Sea, the most haunting of them all, stars Aaron Paul and Josh Hartnett as astronauts on a long, remote space mission. There's not a dud in the bunch. Joan is Awful and Beyond the Sea may be my favorites from this cycle, but I scarfed up and loved all five, and predict you will too. And when it comes to the imagination behind Black Mirror, that's about the only type of prediction that's safe to make. On the next Fresh Air, the black working class and their contributions to the labor force, from slavery to the formations of unions as we know them. Tanya Mosley talks with Blair Kelly, author of Black Folk, The Roots of the Black Working Class. We hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Heidi Saman. Our technical director is Andre Bentham, and our engineer today is Adam Staniszewski. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm David B. Nkuli.